The West Virginia Department of Education says the high school graduation rate has increased and is up to 80%, but only 56% of students are college bound. How to improve those rates and defining what college bound really means were among the discussions at the 4th annual Student Success Summit in Morgantown. Just over 300 people turned out. Many of the attendees were people who work in K through 12 education. Others work in or to do with higher education. Then there were community partners and military personnel. The summit's theme was Students Soar When Communities Connect. And over 60 workshops were scheduled to discuss a wide range of topics, from dropout prevention to on-the-job learning experiences. West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission is one of the sponsors of the event. Adam Green is the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs for the commission. He says the summit is geared toward improving the likelihood that students will continue their education after high school.
We know that 51% of jobs by 2020 are going to require some sort of credential after high school. Sadly, less than 30% in the state of West Virginia have some sort of credential beyond high school. We have a lot of ground to make up.
Green says reframing the discussion of what college means is an important way to make progress. A bachelor's degree from a four-year institution, he says, is just one definition. Another method of motivating students to excel in their educational careers discussed at the summit was conditioning kids at younger and younger ages to anticipate education after high school. One especially successful example school presented their program.
They have done, every grade level does a college visit, and they actually get to go to colleges and roam their campuses and see what it is like. So here's where the third graders went to West Virginia Wesleyan College. They got to hang out with the Bobcat mascot.
That's third grade teacher Destiny McCourt from Union Elementary School in Upshur County. The school's principal, Sarah Stankus, says their goal is to have students visit at least six post-secondary learning facilities by the time they've gone through elementary school.
Our students get very excited about the entire experience, and the colleges have been really receptive. Making it a reality for our students is really exciting.
Stankus says in their effort to introduce students to a reality in higher education, they even go so far as to break students up into groups and spend a day applying to different schools. It's an idea that resonates with one of the older students who attended the summit, Bethany Booth, a student from John Marshall High School in Marshall County.
My sister, she's going to be a freshman in college this year. She doesn't know what she wants to do because they didn't have anything for her when she was in middle school to say, hey, you want to start going looking at college, this college, that college, things like that. They didn't have that for her. I feel like I'm more prepared than she's going to be because I had more of those resources to get ready than she did.
Booth is part of a new addition to the Student Success Summit this year, the Youth Summit. Five high schools were selected to send a team of students to participate in a leadership academy and become Higher Education Readiness Officers, or HEROES. Once again, Adam Green from the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission.
They will go back to their communities and they will serve as the change agents that we know that they can be to help more students get into some sort of education and training beyond high school.
During the Youth Summit, kids are not only meeting and talking with teachers and professors and education specialists, they also get to meet and talk with each other to swap ideas. Keaton Cooper from Randolph County wants to borrow Marshall County's back-to-school fun fair, a method of getting school supplies to kids who struggle to afford them, while Booth from Marshall County, who we heard from earlier, wants to encourage schools in her county to adopt a Randolph County practice of taking younger grades to visit colleges and fairs. At the end of the summit, students address the assembly discussing one of four topics.
They gave us free range, like we can do it however you want. We don't have any guidelines, like as long as you get that point across, because that's what needs to happen in our schools. Community, the community needs to come together. We need to have resources. We need to have respect for each other, and you need to have challenges. So that's really what we're here for.
That's Kyatt Bailey from Randolph County. She says she and her peers are taking the business of being a hero to heart.
Yeah, my friend Christine, we were lying in bed last night, and she was so tired, and she goes, you know, I just feel so enlightened. I was like, you do? She goes, yeah, I'm half asleep and probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but I have a warmness inside of me.
I was like, me too.
Bailey says she and her friends are looking forward to taking ideas home with them to their communities. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.